Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Pendley Christian Boys Golf Program, Kent Breams. Kent, thanks for joining us. And overall, this team has, I know, a lot of high expectations, but just overall, when you look at kind of your thoughts on this season and what your hopes are, what are kind of your initial thoughts for the upcoming spring?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. And it's good to look forward to the upcoming season, which will be here before we know it. And yeah, we do have kind of high expectations. I have a core group returning. Obviously, last year, second place finish in state with a good group of guys, and we lost one senior from last year, so most of those guys are coming back. So looking forward to getting started here next week and seeing what we can accomplish this year. But I'm looking forward to a fun season, and I know they've been working hard in the off season, so looking forward to what we can do this year.
We talk about that one senior. I know for you that senior is a even bigger loss than just as a golfer, but with your son moving on to play collegiate golf as well there, I know that he played a big part in the Eagles' success, not just last year, but the last couple of seasons as well. As you guys have kind of started getting prepared for meets this season, what's kind of been the thing that stood out to you in trying to kind of fill that gap kind of there in the top four in the lineup?
Well, like I said, we do have the top guys returning. We got some guys coming back from last year that were involved in JV playing. And we also have a big group of freshmen and a couple upperclassmen that didn't play the last couple of years that are joining the squad. So looking forward to seeing what some of those new faces can do, and also what some of the returning players, what they've accomplished in the off season and the work they put in, and see how that's paid off for them as we get going in the beginning of the season and see where we're at. I also have overall in the program, last year we had 12 guys in the program. This year it looks like we're going to have 23 guys. So a lot of interest in the sport this spring. And it's going to kind of have to change how we do things as far as doing some qualifying rounds and things like that, because we didn't really have to do that last year.
And I'm sure that that's one thing, too. It's nice to see that the sport is evolving, it's progressing, and overall you look at this group, too. I mean, it is great that you do have so many returners, but it is a group that is pretty oriented on seniors there, that is the returning group there with, you know, Carter, Deacon, Landon, Cooper, and Elliot that we're going to talk about a little bit more. So being able to get some guys into the program, get a year under their belt to kind of learn from those guys and continue trying to build on the success that this group has had, how big is that this year to be able to have more guys who can step in and kind of learn the ropes of what Eagles Boys Golf is about, so that this isn't just a flash in the pan couple of years of success?
Right, that is exciting. It's exciting to see the excitement around the program and the larger interest from a bigger group. Some of the younger guys stepping in are actually, there's some younger brothers of the seniors that are on the team, so that's exciting as well. But yeah, just looking forward to building on that momentum of the success we've had the last few years and continuing building on that interest in the sport and getting the younger guys to realize what it takes to compete at that level. Hopefully they've seen, their older brothers working at it and realize how much it takes to compete at that high level. And they want to do that too. So yeah, excited about the numbers, excited about some of the younger guys that are coming in, and hoping that we can continue to build on what we've done the last few years.
And again, we're talking to Eagles Boys Golf Coach Kent Breams here, powered by Hy-Vee on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, previewing the upcoming season and just looking at this team too and this group of individuals that you guys have. We've talked a lot about them returning, and one of the great things about the large group that is returning is there's going to be that hunger to outdo what they did last year. I know that last year was very successful, but that one stroke, I know, haunts a lot of them, and having had conversations with them throughout the year, how much has that kind of played out here early in the season as you've seen them just kind of prepare, not just on the court, but just mentally preparing for this season to come back even stronger to try to leave no doubt when they go up to Ames later on this year, because I have a feeling that that is the ultimate goal.
That is the ultimate goal, and it is something that we talked about at the end of last year, and definitely that we've talked about in the offseason as well. It's just, every stroke out there on the course matters, from each player. And when you're in the heat of the moment, you don't always think it does, but not only at state, but I think there was three or four other tournaments last year that we ended up being in second place by one stroke. So just reiterating that with the guys that, every shot out there is a big deal. It's important. And to take everything seriously. I think obviously this group has a lot of experience and has learned over the past few years, and especially after last year, seeing some of those instances where that one stroke made a difference. That is fresh in their mind, and I think they're going to remember that and be aware of that all the time out there. So that experience that they've had in the past is just is a huge help, I think, for this year. So I think that's going to play into hopefully more of our success, is having that experiences that they've had in the past.
And not to totally just go down the whole road of last year too, but I know you just were talking about that one stroke mattering, and it even kind of highlights the way that then last meet played out, because it was a 2-day tournament, but that second day, unfortunately getting rained out there, it just kind of highlights that point too, that you're even talking about just a little bit further as well.
Exactly. So we got to be prepared. No matter what the situation, every meet we're in, the weather is going to be different every time. The opponent might be different every time. We just have to be ready to play our game, be ready to move on from one stroke to the next, have a short memory if you have a bad shot, and move on to the next stroke without worrying about what's happened in the past. But that's where, most of these guys haven't played 3-4 years already on the team. 3 years already on the team is gonna pay off huge for us. I think they've learned how to deal with playing in meets and learned from past experiences. So that should be very helpful for us.
That it should. And I know we've talked a little bit about this senior group already, so kind of transitioning from the senior group to some of the newcomers. I know that on paper it kind of looks like maybe one, maybe two spots that you're looking at in the lineup to kind of step up, especially with the graduation of Isaiah in there. And just, from the on-paper look of it, as we mentioned, some of those seniors going to take those top spots with some of the finishes that they had last year. But who have been some of the guys in practices and just different trainings that you've seen that have really elevated their game and might be names who find their way onto the varsity roster, or maybe it's not this year, but next year step up to take on those big roles that we're going to be paying attention to for years to come?
Yeah, well, we get some of the returning guys from last year that, played in some of the JV meets that I'm hoping can step up a little more. Devin Renner, Logan Gallagher, Jacob Harmon, Matthew Schroeder, some of those guys got some experience last year on the JV level. If they've improved their game, hopefully one of them can maybe slide into one of those other spots. We also have a couple upperclassmen, Connor Benzie and Wyatt Snyder, who haven't played for us the past couple of years. So it'll be interesting to see what their game looks like once we get a couple weeks into practice, and see if maybe one of them would fill into that top spots as well. And then, yeah, we have a large group of freshmen that are coming in that really have not seen much yet, just haven't had an opportunity to work with them that much yet. So be interesting to see how that plays out in the next couple of weeks too, and see if one of them is maybe can slide into one of those top spots and provide some extra depth and compete for a varsity spot. So very much looking forward to getting things going here. And with 23 guys, there's a bigger group to choose from. So hoping a couple of those guys can rise to the top and provide some extra depth for the varsity guys that are already up there.
One final question here for you too is just, we talked about one of the goals already this season of getting back to Ames for the state meet in May. Beyond that, though, what are some of the things that you're looking for this group this year that, regardless of what the scorecard says there in May, What are you guys' place? What are some of the other goals you guys have laid out in front of you that you're looking for from this team to be able to have a successful year, and maybe not just always, you know, in terms of the state results?
Yeah, so anytime you're a coach, you want to see a couple different things. You want to see player improvement in the game. So you hope to see not only that they've improved over the off season, but during the season as they continue to go along, that they improve a little bit as well. Another big thing that is important to me is, you know, just the team bonding and the team chemistry. We are going to have a bigger group this year, but we'd still like to see, in the past, we've had a very close-knit group of guys on the team. We'd like to continue to see that, continue to see them work well together, be good friends, help each other out, be willing to, you know, look out for each other and be willing to play for each other. And we just want to continue to grow as young men as well and be good community members, be good examples out on the golf course and represent Pella Christian well wherever we are.
Coach Breans, appreciate your time as always. Best of luck this upcoming season and looking forward to another wonderful year of boys golf on Eagle Lane.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Kent Breams, head coach of the Pella Christian Boys Golf Squad here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.